Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. The entire town of Woodjul Woodjul will be evacuated after ex-tropical cyclone Jasper caused unprecedented flooding in far north Queensland. Queensland Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll said a group trapped on roofs, including 9 adults and a 7-year-old child at Woodjul Woodjul Hospital this morning, have been able to self-evacuate as waters slightly receded. The 300 residents of the small Aboriginal community will be relocated to Cooktown as soon as emergency services can reach them. The Australian Defence Force is also heading north to help with the evacuation effort.
The greatest challenge so far for everyone has been access into some of these areas and will continue to challenge us. The area is still very dangerous to move around, particularly the flash flooding and the volume of water over the roads. Can I please ask, if you don't have to be on the roads, don't. Stay safely within your homes unless you have to evacuate.
The Bureau of Meteorology has maintained severe weather warnings for Port Douglas, Daintree Village, Woodjul Woodjul, Cooktown and Hopevale, but no longer for Cairns. The road toll in Australia is at a 5-year high, prompting a plea for transparency around crash data. According to the Australian Automobile Association, crucial data on the quality of roads, causes of crashes and law enforcement could help put an end to the alarming trend. However, the peak body for motoring clubs says the states and territories haven't released enough information. Some 1,253 people were killed on Australian roads in the last 12 months. This represents a 6.3% jump on last year and the highest annual road toll since March 2018. South Australia recorded the biggest increase with a 61.4% jump in fatalities, followed by New South Wales at 23.8% and Victoria with 14.5%. Deadly incidents were down in all other states and territories. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns comments on the figures.
Any life lost on New South Wales roads is devastating for the family and friends of that person. Obviously, 2023 is a non-COVID year. There was changes to driving and behaviour in 2022. So regrettably, and as awful as the statistics are, we've seen an increase in 23 over 22.
Mental health experts are advising residents to check on their neighbours this holiday season due to an expected rise in loneliness, grief and stress. New South Wales Health recommends making extra effort with people who may live alone, who are bereaved or who are separated from family. Chief psychiatrist Dr. Murray Wright said the holiday season is not a joyful occasion for all. He says small friendly gestures can go a long way for those experiencing loneliness or mental health issues.
Acknowledging our neighbours, wishing them a happy Christmas and asking them what the year's been like and what their plans are can open the conversation towards a more meaningful discussion of what some of their challenges might be. But even if it doesn't, just sharing a sense of goodwill with somebody is one of the most important gifts that you can give. Showing a genuine interest, caring about what is happening in someone's life, listening to what they say, and just sharing some time makes a huge difference.
If you or someone you know needs support, call Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636 or call Lifeline on 131114. And in football, the Matildas' final Olympic qualifier is set to be held in Melbourne in front of an expected sell-out crowd of 50,000 people. Football Australia has confirmed Australia's women's team will face off against Uzbekistan at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne on the 28th of February, 4 days after the team's play in Uzbekistan. The match will determine which team will be one of Asia's two representatives at the Paris Olympics next year. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says she is thrilled the government has partnered with the women's soccer stars.
We saw how over the course of this year, the Matildas have captured the hearts and minds of all of us with their fantastic skills on the football field, and of course too, the way that they have great role models off the pitch. This is going to be a big game, a really, really big game for not just the Matildas, but also too, we expect the fans will absolutely pack out Marvel Stadium, as we saw earlier this year.
Australia were comfortable 10-0 winners when they last faced Uzbekistan in 2007 and are heavy favourites to progress to their third consecutive Olympics. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.